for this one. It is a four-bedroom by Taney County's definition, and by Jim Single signed off on us being able to sleep 10. As far as the driveway, I gave you guys last month a picture of five vehicles parked in the driveway in the garage. There's nothing that I've ever seen in the Homeowners Association rules that state you can't park in the driveway, that everybody has to park in the garage. We took three of our private vehicles and two of our company vans down there before the meeting last month, parked them in the driveway with no problem, and took photos, and I gave those to you. On the fire sprinklers, one of the things that keeps being brought up is that the current owner should have had fire sprinklers installed. That's not how the code works with Western Taney County. If you can prove continuous use in a unit, even if it sells, you don't have to have the fire suppression system. That's per Jim Single. We sat down, we met with Western Taney County when all this started to make sure that we were in compliance. This unit was a rental with the developer originally, and the HOA was able to send us that documentation. We then had it on our nightly rental program before the Mitchells bought it, and then they immediately signed their management agreement during the sales process. So it has been a rental since, I want to say, around 2007, 2008. So that's why in this particular unit we did not have to have the fire suppression system involved. Many of the complaints that are being brought up are actually being brought up about, like, with the fireworks. That incident that happened in this unit happened in, like, 2012 when the previous owner had the unit. We were renting out both sides. The police were called during that unit and found that there were no problems. There was not even a police report filed. At the beginning of June this year, I spoke with both the dispatcher for Taney County Sheriff's Department and also their records department to see if there had been any complaints filed on this unit or 157 North Tuscany, and I was told no on both those in the last 12 months. I have not had the opportunity to check and see if anything from the beginning of June until now has occurred, but we haven't been privy to the police being called.
Are you the representative that would be called if there was a complaint?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So your phone number's on the property, they call you, or do they call the office?
They call. What happens is after hours, well, we're in the office, you know, during regular business hours. After hours, our phones roll over to an answering service. Anybody gets a message that says press 2 for new reservations and press 3 for any other calls. It goes to our answering service. What happens out there many times is that if we do get a call, the resident refuses to leave their name or phone number for us to follow up with them directly. But we get an email. Our on-call staff member gets an email, so we immediately contact the guest.
It references a specific property. It just didn't say, hey, have you got a problem out here?
Typically, they will reference a specific property or specific property address, identify themselves as a Branson Creek resident, that there is an issue with parking or whatever. Then we call the guest and we speak to them. For instance, we had a call 2 weeks ago, I believe, about 209 Stony Point, which isn't this one, but just so you understand how the process works. 209 Stony Point stating that there were 7 to 8 cars outside and too many people in property. We called the guest. I apologize. Actually, I was wrong on that. That didn't come through our answering service. If you just stay on the line and you do not press 2 or 3, that if you hold for 2 or 3 minutes, it will go to our voicemail in our office, in which case we don't pick up those on the weekends. And there was an incident on a Friday night where that message was left. Rachel in our office called the guest the next morning when we got the message. The guest said that they had rented 2 units, and they were all at 209 Stony Point that evening having a birthday party, but they weren't over the maximum occupancy as far as sleeping. So we do try to follow up as quickly as we can if we get the message correctly and take care of any of these issues. The Homeowners Association, if they get a message as far as a grill or a towel or anything like that, they email us a photo. Typically within an hour, we've got it taken care of. And I think that Scott can tell you the same thing whenever he contacts me and says there's an issue. I respond back.
Going back to the Tuscany thing, you said the incident in 2012, the fireworks, that person had rented both sides?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So if I understand this correctly, one side has continued to be a rental just recently, the other side's become a permanent resident.
Exactly. And actually, we spoke with that buyer's agent. We were the listing agent on the sale of that other side also.
So you were involved in the sale of that?
One of the agents in our office was the listing agent, and whenever we got a contract, you know, we spoke with the buyer's agent, who I believe was either Charlie or Jeff Gerken, I can't remember which one, and they had spoken with the woman who moved in. She was fully aware that it was a nightly rental, and I mean, this is kind of hearsay, but in talking to Stacy at the association, she says she's spoken to her also and that there's not an issue. So, and once again, she's never come in front of any of these meetings to address anything, and she's never contacted us directly to say that she has an issue.
Since you guys were the listing agent, have you ever seen anything in a title policy for those properties that reference...
I was trying to look it up on my phone to see if there was anything as an exception on that, and I have not seen anything. And one thing I would also like to point out, speaking of sales, we're being told for the benefit of this that these are two-bedroom units. They are two-bedroom units. The residents believe they are two-bedroom units. I'm going to butcher her last name, Lisa Aguirre, who was the representative before she sold her property, who was at the last meeting as a representative. Like I said, she's recently sold, but she marketed her property as a three-bedroom in the MLS. So it just seems like there's a set of rules for us to follow. For instance, we can't have any of our guests parking on the streets, although the HOA rules say you can park there up to 24 hours. This is a two-bedroom. You can't sleep more than six, but we can, in order for us to make money, we can market it as a three-bedroom. Another thing that, you know, residents have pointed out is that property values have gone down. In her specific case, she bought in 2015, and she sold just recently, and sold it for $15,000 more than she bought it for. So...
Have you seen anything in the HOA that says you cannot alter the design or layout of these buildings?
No. And like I said, once again, Stacy at the association, you know, knew what we were doing. And like I said, I spoke with Scott on what we could do there as far as increasing the occupancy. And just to give you a little background on when planning and zoning changed, the board changed that requirement from the staff recommendation to two per bedroom. We had a discussion, excuse me, about whether or not owners could add a door and a closet to the study downstairs to make it into another bedroom. And that's when it was suggested by the board that they change that, because I don't know, with managing 11 properties, many of our properties just stayed as a two-bedroom with a loft that only sleeps six. But other owners, such as the Mitchells, wanted to increase their occupancy. So they changed it then.
Any other questions for Barb? Thank you, Barb.
You bet.
Cheryl, you had just signed up to speak at 1:57. Did you want to speak now?
I can.
I am a resident I live at 155. I'm a common wall resident. I call myself a roofmate. When I purchased in 2015, I bought from Murney and Associates, who told me this was a single family unit. My deed says single family. My tax bill is single family. And at the time I bought, I had a permanent resident next to me, a family of two. They sold in 2016. The new owners are not residents. They have hired a Sunset Realty to promote the villa on the website under resorts. as a Branson Creek Villa with an occupancy of 6 adults and children. I can tell you as a resident that there is a big difference when you have two people living next door to you and when you have six or more, because our common wall is not soundproof by any means. That is my main concern. But I also am concerned that the fire suppressant system has not been put in, and that's protection not only to them but to me also. And basically what everything that everyone else has said is about codes and everything would apply to me, but the common wall is my main issue.
Do you have any questions for Cheryl? Okay, Cheryl, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just give us a few minutes. Do we have a motion to deny the appeal?
I'll make a motion to deny the appeal.
And I'll second that.
Any discussion? All those in favor of denying the appeal, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed?
Nay.
Okay, so the appeal is denied.